Hey, everybody, once again, it's Forrest Arnold with you here on Thriving Past 50 with my wonderful friend, Dr. Davita Gill. Davita, welcome to the project.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's great. You know, I've had such a joy getting to know you through the Digital Course Academy training method, and both of us have our heart in doing good things in the world. And you're intriguing to me because part of my goal is to help people be creative, to think outside the box, to follow their star and to feel like they can never, you know, be held back. You've had some health issues. I have too. And part of our sharing is we want people to graduate out of that and still live their life. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your process. You're a doctor twice over, and you've had an inspiring dad in your life, and there's a mission you're on. What's your mission?
Well, it's a couple of them. The biggest one is to integrate the arts, mental health, and education. I think that you can't have one without the other. But the other one is also just to learn how to be your authentic self. It's really about standing in your truth, not allowing others, people to stomp on your dreams, and to just really be you and figuring out what that is and not putting, I always say can't is not in your vocabulary. Don't allow can't to be your recklessness.
Nice.
But to be your pedestal to step up and move forward and pass on.
You know, Davita, this, first of all, I just love your spirit. And after 20 years in men's work, where I saw guys hiding out behind a mask of trying to appear tough, strong, competent, and so often dysfunctional, the whole theme you have about unmasking ourselves, I just love that. I want to study that more.
Yeah. Unmask. Everyone wears a mask, you know, whether it's in your personal life, your professional life, and your private life. And I always notice that the one in your private life is your true authentic self, is when you completely are unplugged, right? And so that's where your true authenticity lies. So it's behind those closed doors when no one sees you, when you're crying, having that ugly cry, and really trying to figure out who am I and where do I belong and where do I fit in and what's my purpose and what's my why and how do I do it? Yeah. And all the challenges and that comes in between that. Yeah. And the insecurities and the imposter syndromes and the fears and things of that sort. So it's really setting in that truth and leaning into that, but leaning forward so that you can get back up and keep going.
Nice. Well, that's the thing. And I think part of the reason you and I have met is that we get to see each other as a confident listener to people who are going through that kind of stuff. Yeah. And that we can be not exactly some necessarily expert in all of their issues, but we can be a witness to their unfolding and to their make it safe for them to unmask. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. It's all about leveling yourself up. You are your own competition, no one else.
Wow, that's good. Well, that means that we don't have to live to everybody's standard about us, but being real, not careless about ourself, but I think continue to say, I'm going to open up. I'm going to do my bright work in the world, and I'm going to be confident in myself and finding allies like you and me to help them do that.
Right. And the biggest part of that is just really self-awareness, you know, really being aware of who you are, what you want to be, how you want to become, and just standing in that. That's just a part of it. That's just a stepping stone. Once you can figure out what your self-awareness is and why you do the things that you do on a daily basis, you're going to start opening up new doors and start traveling new paths.
Nice. Davita, sweet. You know, guys, and as you have, if you study Davita's wonderful website and some of the invitations, your membership deal, they'll see pictures of your lovely self with longer hair.
Yes.
Hair's a little shorter now. What's that all about, my dear?
Well, I had metastatic breast cancer, unfortunately. And when going through this metastatic breast cancer, I ended up going through it for 2 years because my cancer had spread.
Wow.
And met with life's challenges with being, you know, really bad side effects and allergic reactions to the medication. So in and out of the emergency rooms and things of that sort. And I learned had to learn how to stand in my truth. Like, this is what my new crown looks like. And
look at this.
How do I make it be part of me? So I always have different lines in my head, depending on, you know, how I want to feel. And so it's still my little signature. But really owning that new truth and not being afraid of the aspect of this is a challenge. It's not an obstacle. It's a challenge. So how do I do that? And when I was getting my second doctorate, I was actually going through chemotherapy. And everyone told me, you can't go to school and have a full-time job and work and do the things that you do while you're going through aggressive chemo. And I'm like, don't tell me what I can't do.
Tell me what I can't do. Bam.
Tell me what I can. Right. And so the idea is that you don't know, no one else knows you better than you know yourself.
Nice.
And that is the prime. And so I told them, if I don't go, I'm going to die. I need something to focus on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I literally last 2 years, I've been battling, you know, aggressive cancer, and finished my second doctorate in the process, and, you know, rebuilding my therapy practice, rebuilding my coaching practice, and just really standing on what I want to do. This is the new chapter. So anytime we go through a life challenge, think of it as, what's your next chapter? How do you want to write it?
Boy, Davida, you are really inspiring me too, because I saw a short video of a man who had been through some very dangerous, life-threatening cancer. And he said, you know what, man, maybe this cancer is like a bump in the road. And he says, no, no, it's a fork in the road. I'm going on that new fork.
Yes.
And his heart was, I mean, he's this kind of business dude, but he's about helping people navigate these kind of shocks that come and take us over. And your smile and your energy, that's what I want people to see and feel, is that they can trust you to help them unmask and go strong. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. You don't know how strong you are until you come to a fork in the road.
Boy, and it's a fork.
And you have nothing else to do but to get up, keep getting up.
And look at this time, listen, you were so cute. One time you said, Forrest, you know, aging past 50, when I turned 50, Forrest, I didn't expect all this other shit to come, right?
Right. <You know?
laughs> Me either. And I'm a little past 50, but I'll tell you, my life is so much richer now because I've had a few dark scares. And I'm a much better witness and a much better counselor than I've ever been, because I'm alive with my sense of purpose. I'm unmasked a bit by the crisis.
Yeah. And I think part of it is, you, once you go through a crisis, or when you go through the life transition of hitting that pedestal of 50, you now do what you want to do versus what you have to do.
I like it.
And so you get to say, I get to versus I have to.
Wow.
And so we start looking at the words that we use, and we challenge ourselves. They're not obstacles, they're challenges.
Nice.
So how do I want to look at that? For every one problem, there's 10 solutions. So do I want to pick A, B, C, D, or E? Like, what do I want to choose today?
Yeah. Yeah. And what, and I'm not going to be uptight with myself. If I try something that kind of doesn't work, I'll keep on going. And I think this idea of the inner structure of resilience, how do people best work with you? If they want to get the vibe and follow your leadership and your heart, how do they best do it?
They can find me at mvcreativesacademy.com. So I have an academy that I've just built since I've gone through this cancer issue, rebuilding back up.
Yeah.
They can find me there. They can find me at mvcreativeslounge.com. They can see me on Facebook at Mahogany Vita Unlimited. And they can follow me on my Instagram page. I always give reminder tips just to remind ourselves of who we are and not to sacrifice who we are for someone else.
This is so important. Let's go through those websites and those pieces again, so people can say, ah, I like Davida, I like what I'm hearing. What's the first step they could take?
So the first step actually is to go to my Instagram. You can go ahead and follow me there, because I'll give information there, different events that I might be doing. Good. And it's Mahogany Vita Unlimited.
Good.
Okay. My academy is mvcreativesacademy.com. And then, of course, you can always go to the lounge, which is MV Creatives Lounge. But the two best places are to find me are MV Creatives Academy and Instagram at Mahogany Vita Unlimited.
Nice.
Just DM me. Let's chat.
Yeah.
I always love to meet new people.
Well, you know, and it's so funny. I think those of us that are wanting to put our work in the world, we might think that, well, I can, you know, put out a cool cheat sheet, or I can, you know, do something to turn people on. I want them to feel your heart and your soul, and I want them to feel me caring for them. And that's what you're inviting people to do, is come in
absolutely.
And get in your circle. Nice.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice. Well, I love the whole idea too, that some of them, if they play it right, they can get backstage with you. Yeah.
Yes. You can only talk to me from that aspect if you get backstage. You have to get backstage access. And so the best way to do it is, like I said, go to my Instagram page and follow me.
Yeah.
Go to the academy. There's an area for you to chat with me backstage.
Nice.
I do events once a month, which is called Table Topic Thursdays. We just had one on the holidays.
Fabulous.
And just really unplugging what the holiday really means outside of financial, because that leads to stress.
Yeah. But
looking at it from a deeper level. And we have our happy hour, our virtual happy hour once a month also, just for everyone, the creatives and out-of-the-box thinkers, to really connect and just see what's up and see how everyone is doing.
I'm telling you, you got a whole thing going, and it's fabulous. I'm enrolled. I'm one of your fans. And to me, everybody you're meeting, beautiful Davida Gill. and who's got such heart and such a smile. Guys, I want you to just really step on in and take the adventure. Coming the first of the year, both you and I, we're going to have some challenges that people can participate with to feel more deeply what this work is. But I really want to have people get in on your Instagram and mine, and let's have fun, and let's do this masking and unmasking together. Okay? Yes,
absolutely.
Good. Hey, everybody. It's Davita Gill and Forrest here on Thriving Past 50. Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.